The driver of the car was Mr. Poe, a family friend who worked at a bank and always had a cough. He was in charge of overseeing the orphans' affairs, so it was he who decided that the children would be placed in the care of a distant relative in the country, after all the unpleasantness with Count Olaf. "I'm sorry if you're uncomfortable," Mr. Poe said, coughing into a white handkerchief, "but this new car of mine doesn't fit too many people. We couldn't even fit any of your suitcases. In a week or so, I'll drive back here and bring them to you." "Thank you," said Violet, who at 14 was the oldest of the Baudelaire children. Anyone who knew Violet well could see that her mind was not really on what Mr. Poe was saying, because her long hair was tied up in a ribbon to keep it out of her eyes. Violet was an inventor, and when she was thinking up inventions, she liked to tie her hair up this way. It helped her think clearly about the various gears, wires, and ropes involved in most of her creations. "After living so long in the city," Mr. Poe continued, "I think you will find the countryside to be a pleasant change. Oh, oh, here is the turn. We're almost there." "Good," Klaus said quietly. Klaus, like many people on car rides, was very bored, and he was sad not to have a book with him. Klaus loved to read, and at approximately 12 years of age had read more books than many people read in their whole lives. Sometimes he read well into the night, and in the morning could be found fast asleep, with a book in his hand and his glasses still on. "I think you'll like Dr. Montgomery, too," Mr. Poe said. "He has travelled a great deal, so he has plenty of stories to tell. I've heard his house is filled with things he's brought from all the places he's been."
"Bax!"
Sonny shrieked. Sonny, the youngest of the Baudelaire orphans, often talked like this, as infants tend to do. In fact, besides biting things with her four very sharp teeth, speaking in fragments was how Sonny spent most of her time. It was often difficult to tell what she meant to say. At this moment, she probably meant something along the lines of, "I'm nervous about meeting a new relative." All three children were. "How exactly is Dr. Montgomery related to us?" Klaus asked. "Dr. Montgomery is... let me see. Your late father's cousin's wife's brother. I think that's right. He's a scientist of some sort, and receives a great deal of money from the government." As a banker, Mr. Poe was always interested in money. "What should we call him?" Klaus asked.
"You should call him Dr. Montgomery," Mr. Poe replied. "Unless he tells you to call him Montgomery. Both his first and last names are Montgomery, so it really doesn't make much difference."
"His name is Montgomery Montgomery," Klaus said, smiling.
"Yes, and I'm sure he's very sensitive about that, so don't ridicule him," Mr. Poe said, coughing again into his handkerchief. "Ridicule means tease."
Klaus sighed.
"I know what ridicule means," he said.
He did not add that, of course, he also knew not to make fun of someone's name. Occasionally, people thought that because the orphans were unfortunate, they were also dim-witted. Violet sighed, too, and took the ribbon out of her hair. She had been trying to think up an invention that would block the smell of horseradish from reaching one's nose, but she was too nervous about meeting Dr. Montgomery to focus on it.
"Do you know what sort of scientist he is?" she asked. She was thinking Dr. Montgomery might have a laboratory that would be of use to her.
"I'm afraid not," Mr. Poe admitted. "I've been very busy making the arrangements for you three, and I didn't have much time for... chit-chat. Oh, here's the driveway. We've arrived."